So all these slices, then if you slice a blue stick here into a bunch of little pieces, you get little cubes. So you have to slice three different ways. What do we do with all this? Well, once you've sliced all these ways, then you imagine that there's some point in here, right? We choose a sample point inside this little cube. Maybe if people put a star on it to indicate that it's a sample point. And you have three subscripts, I, J, and K, because there's an indexing here. If you have a bunch of places where you've cut the Ys, the Y coordinates, the X coordinates, the Z coordinates. So this is like the Zs are going from some number Zi minus 1 to, or well, maybe Z should go from K. And the, and if you want to get picky, this is really the kth, you know, of the delta Zs and so on. And likewise with the x here, right? It's the difference between one place where you cut the x values and the next place. And this y, this delta y, is a difference between two successive cuts. And so you choose a sample point, and then you evaluate some function at the sample point. Right? So now you have some function of three variables. And here I'm thinking of some rectangular region R. Maybe it's this. F, right? Because those I'm already using for other things. But I don't know. P and Q. Okay. So the triple integral along this 3D rectangle, I guess we'll think of it as a box or rectangular prism. Coin is one of those technical words. It's defined by how we approximate it. Right? We have to cut it up three different ways. Right? So if you cut it up into 10 pieces each way, that would be 10 times 10 times 10, 1,000 little cubes, say, that you'd have to pick a sample point at. Right? And at each of these little sample points, plug into the function and see what it tells us, and then we take that number and we multiply by the volume, right? What is that volume? The volume is just the volume of that little cube itself. But what does this mean? Well, okay, here's an interpretation. If F is density, right, so this would be a little it would be a ratio, right? If I have a tiny chunk of this huge block of cheese or whatever, right? Really tiny chunk. What is the mass of that tiny chunk divided by the mass of the tiny volume, right? So if you have this interpretation, then the triple integral is just the total mass. So that's one of the ways I try to get some kind of physical intuition about this. It's something that I multiply by volume, and one of the things that's sensible to multiply by volume is a density. So I multiply by a density to get the mass of a tiny little cube, and I add up the masses of the tiny little cubes, and that's going to get me the total mass. That makes a connection with physics, right? You could actually weigh the total mass of something on a scale, right? And then you could compare it to what your triple integral told you, right? So if you did the triple integral right and you measured things on the scale right, but they came out different, then maybe your density function is wrong, right? So you could imagine trying to actually do this numerical approximation. It would be much worse than the double integral. With the double integral, I could make this two-dimensional table of numbers on the spreadsheet. Now I'd have to make a three-dimensional table of numbers. Okay. I guess I'd have to have a lot of different tabs or worksheets on the spreadsheet. It's going to be a problem. At this point, you want to write some computer code. I gave Wolfram Alpha an integral here. I asked it to do this one. Right, so look at this cube, and I gave it this. I wanted to give it a challenge. So I made up a density function where I knew you wouldn't be able to get antiderivatives of it. Right? And what did Wolfram Alpha tell me for this one? It told me standard computation time exceeded. Pay money and get the Wolfram Alpha Pro. All right. You can maybe convince your calculator to do this one. Maybe it'll just stay busy for a long time. I also went to another website on the open source free software sphere of things. I think some of the homework solutions I've linked to it before. live.scimpy.org.
I remember how to tell my calculator how to do this integral. Let's see. I'm not sure. Yeah. I think I just have to do nested integrals. This could be very inefficient. I'm not sure my calculator will be able to do this either, but we'll find out.
right. Okay, well, it's working on it. It's staying busy. Today's the day my calculator's battery is going to die. It still says busy. It's still thinking about it. Okay. Even with this site, I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it automatically. I had to look up a trick. It tries to do the integral symbolically, which that's just going to lead to pain. Because you can maybe do it, you can't even do it symbolically once. So what I did was I had to look up something here. The code to run to this one, npmath, I need to import a function. It doesn't come with what I need by default, but I can import it. And the function I need is something called quad, which is short for quadrature, which basically means, okay, find area. So actually, before I do that, let me make up a name for my function. So this is not as friendly as Wolfram Alpha, but I can actually get the answer here without having to pay money. All right, so you have to forgive the not pretty syntax. I'm trying to make that bigger here, but it's not. Okay. There. Okay. That's the little edge. Okay, so 1 over 2 plus sine of x plus. So yeah, if you've looked at my homework solution, sometimes I've actually put some Python code in there and said, run it on this website if you don't have Python on your computer. Because this is actually Python syntax. This is just Python with some special packages installed. Okay, so there's F. Now, what I want is integrate x from 0 to 1, y from... Actually, I don't even need the x. It's in this syntax, you don't need to put the variable. It's understood that, okay, it's a function of three variables, so we're going to integrate over each of the three variables. Okay. I'm getting some kind of syntax there now. I see what I did wrong. I lost a comma. Okay. Let me make that bigger again. All right. So I went to all the trouble defining the F and then, okay. Take a minute. It can take a minute, but it's actually going to work.
It's thinking. That's thinking. Okay.
If I really wanted to speed this up, what I need is to tell it, I need to look up a function that can do it crudely. It's trying to get very high accuracy. It's going for, 20 decimal place accuracy or something by default. So that's why it's taking so long. Even the calculator, my calculator is still thinking about this because it's trying, probably inefficient, it's trying to get it accurate to every decimal place it can show me. But you imagine the trouble, though. Operation time. Okay. That's not fair. It worked on the computer in my office. Operation time, though. That's cool. All right. Well, it's hard. I'll let it try again. My calculator is still says busy. It's still thinking about it. Maybe one of your calculators has done better and already gotten a number. Anyways, let it think. I'm not going to make you do a numerical triple integrals on a test. Probably not even on your homework. As you can see, it's pretty tough. It's hard. But if you can find antiderivatives, then it's actually possible. Okay. So if we have a nicer function, then we can actually get something. So let's say it's not some crazy function like that. Let's make it, polynomial. So how about something? X, y squared, z cubed. Okay? So this we can do. We just have to take antiderivatives three times. Think of it as first maybe we integrate along... Thank you. Maybe we integrate, add up a bunch of little cubes. Say we do the cubes along this blue stick here. What happens then? Well, then your x value is changing as you go along here, and your y's and z's are basically stuck in some narrow interval. So that'll be one option. Right? You don't have to do it in that order. Let's just pick an order. Okay. So let's say first we compute the x part. So x is going to go from 0 to 1. And we're going to be integrating this thing. And then we integrate out, maybe next we do the y part. So then we have a bunch of these blue sticks here, and we add up a whole bunch of blue sticks together to get this big red slice. Right? That would be another option. After choosing the first variable to integrate over, then we have to choose the second variable to integrate over. Okay? And then, now there's only one variable left to integrate over, that's z. Okay? So the last thing that I do is I take a whole bunch of these big red slices and I stack them up on top of each other, right, until I get the whole thing. Okay, and then the dv, well, that's just a dx times a dy times a dz. So put the x there, the dx there, dy there, the dz there, right? So then, and the reason I can factor out the, like, how do I know the dv factors out like this? The dy and the dz, right, those are not things that depend on x, right? They don't depend on anything that doesn't depend on x. I can factor out of the x integral. Anything that doesn't depend on x or y, I can factor out of the dx and dy integrals. Right? That's how I know I can factor them out. They're in the outer integrals. In fact, you can do one better. Look at this. These also don't depend on x. Those are just constant. Within that little narrow blue stick here, your y and z's are basically stuck in some little narrow region. Right? You're just integrating, changing x. You're not changing y or z, so you could pull these out of the x integral as well, treating them as constant multiples, just like I treat the dy and dz as constant multiples. So I can, so not only can I pull the dy and the dz out, I can actually pull those out as well. So let's call this integral I. And now you don't have to erase my painstaking sketch over there. All the trouble of taking that picture, of making that sketch, it better not have a blurry picture. Right? That'd be disappointing.
Mm-hmm. My calculator still says 50 sin pi times out of me. I'm still disappointed.
Had I triple integral on this cube, and I'm saying let's factor out stuff. So first I said, you know, the dy and the dz don't depend on x, but same with the y squared and the z cubed. So I'm factoring those out next. Okay. So in here, all I have is something relatively benign now. It's just an x dx. And I could keep going. So, what else have I got here? You'll notice that you can actually pull out a bunch of stuff here now that doesn't depend on y. The z cubed and this x integral. These don't depend on y. No matter what number you put in for y, the z cubed will be whatever it is. It's not going to change just because you change y. And this integral is just going to be a number. In fact, it's going to be 1/2. You could factor all of that out. Pull out the z cubed, pull out the x integral, which is just going to be a number, right? It's just going to be 1/2. And then you're left with the y equals 0 to y equals 1 integral, right? Y squared, right? And you factor out this stuff. Hey, but why stop there? All I've got here, look at all this stuff. This is just going to be a number. It's going to be 1/2. this y-integral now is just going to be a number. It's going to be a third. These aren't going to depend on z either. Just like I talked about what doesn't depend on x and what doesn't depend on y, these don't depend on z. So when I'm doing the last integral, the z-integral, these are just constant multiples. So I could pull them out too. So if you so factor them out here and look at this.
Emphasis and emphasis.
We're just gonna end up multiplying three integrals. And the first integral is a half, the second integral is a third, and the third integral is a fourth. So the whole thing is 1/24. And this is a nice shortcut. If I have an integral over a box, and I can factor out the function of three variables into three functions that only depend on one of the variables, then you can factor it out into three integrals. So this is a nice shortcut. And this works for double integrals too. I'm integrating along some two-dimensional rectangle, and I can factor out the function into just depending on the variable separately in each factor. I have this shortcut. But the catch is this only works for rectangles. It doesn't work for other kinds of shapes. This works for two-dimensional, three-dimensional rectangles or rectangular prisms, but it won't work in the case if you have a more complicated shape.
Whether it's a 2D rectangle or a 3D rectangle.
Right, so this is a rectangle. This is a 3D rectangle or rectangular prism. You have this nice shortcut. You can make short work of any polynomial using this shortcut.
Let's say I had
say I wanted to do this triple integral. Okay? Well, there's three different terms, but each of those terms I can handle separately. So integrate the first term. Okay, and factor it out. That would handle the first term, x squared, y, and z. The dx, dy, dz came from that dv, the volume of some little box, right? right, if it just factors up. And then what about the xy squared? Well, I could think of that as x squared times y squared times 1. The function of z has constant output 1. And then the last one, you can factor out the 4. And then think of this as 1 times z squared, right? The function of x is just 1. The function of y is just 1. And the function of z is z squared. And the range of x values is always from negative 1 to 0. The range of y values is from 0 to 2. The range of z values is from 1 to 3. So if it's a box, it's not that... And it's a polynomial in there, then you can reduce it to just one-dimensional integrals. And then you have the, kind of a tedious thinking about what's this one. This one is a third. That one is one. That one is two. No. Z squared over 2 at 3, 9 fourths minus 1 fourth. Oh, yeah, it's 2. Okay. All right. And then a half. Well, actually, no, negative a half. Eight thirds. So if I did all of those integrals correctly, I think we'll get that. Possibly a mistake somewhere in there. I just did 9 integrals in my head, right? I may have made a mistake somewhere in there. But I think that's what it should be. I don't think the shortcut is... I could have mentioned the shortcut in the two-dimensional form before when we did double integrals, but I don't think it makes as much of a difference. But when you're doing the triple integrals, I think it's worth seeing that shortcut. My calculator finally got that triple integral. My calculator says the integral for that funny function 1 over 2 plus sine of x plus sine of y plus sine of z on the cube, 0 to 1 for all three coordinates, is 0.30099519876. Okay, so my calculator got it eventually. And this is so old, maybe yours is faster. So it is. There is hope, right? Okay.
All right.
So, maybe it's worth mentioning. What did I actually put on my calculator? Okay. So symbolically, this is probably the shortest way I can write what I did. And the calculator says that it's about 0.3. At least on a TI-89 or similar TI calculators, they call them titaniums now instead of 89, so I think. A TI Inspire with the CAS, you should be able to and even if you don't have the cast, you might still be able to do this. I'm not sure. Because it's not, I'm not asking for a formula here, I'm just asking for a number. So I guess, anyways, this is what I put on my calculator. Right? I do integral of integral of integral. So I'm asking it to do an iterated integral. Wait, there's a something missing there. Integral of integral, 1 divided by this thing. And so I'm integrating that function, and then comma, and then x, 0, 1. So I'm telling you, integrate with respect to x first, and then that this parenthesis here, color coded, right? This parenthesis here matches this parenthesis over here. That's the inner integral. And then integrate. And I told my guy, very good. Now integrate with respect to y. So that's that. And then finally integrate with respect to z. I had to type that. Let's do it. Three integrals. Okay. Good. So I guess it took a long time. Right. Okay. So all right, so this is some triple integrals. Let's do an integral where it's not a polynomial, but I can still figure it out. Right? This is a nice little exercise. Integral. And what does this mean? The order in which I write the dx, the dz, the dy, that matters. Okay? What this means is the inner integral, right, is an x integral. Right? This is just notation, but since people use this notation, I want you to know what it means. So integrate from x equals 0 to x equals pi, right? Holding y and z constant, right? Hold all the other variables constant. Okay. Then what? After you get that integral, then we go to the next layer outward. Right? Okay. So after we do this inner layer, then it's like those nested Russian dolls. Okay, so now we've got the inner one. Now we're assembling it now. So now we put the next bigger one around it. So now we integrate from y equals 0 to y equals pi. And now you've actually integrated x out of it completely. What you get here after you do the innermost integral will only depend on y and z. So now you're holding z constant. And then the outermost integral, integrate from z equals 0 to z equals pi, holding y constant. It's a dz there. Okay, so the middle integral is a z integral. And so I hold all the other variables constant. But x doesn't matter anymore. After you do the inner integral, you've added up all of your x values. It doesn't depend on x anymore. And then finally we, in this case the last integral, integrate from y equals 0 to y equals pi. Okay. Now, for a rectangle, the order of integration doesn't matter. Okay? So you could change these around. But let's see. Maybe I'll come in whatever, next time or something. I don't have unlimited time here.
So what if I just speed things up here? Talk about changing the order later. So what if we just do that inner integral? I'll have my calculator do it. So if x goes from 0 to pi, sine of x over 2, plus some constants that depend on y and z. Because remember, we're just going, think of this as us going along that little long blue thin stick, right? And only x is changing here. I'm going to have my calculator do that one integral. And what does my calculator say? I'll put it on the board over here. Oh, what should I call this integral? Let's call it integral J. So if I do the first one there, I'm not completely automating the integral here. I'm semi-automating it. I'm breaking it up into three steps. I'm showing you the results of each of the three steps. So that's what happens if you do the first integral and you treat the y and the z as just constants. You get something that depends on y and z. Okay. Now I'm going to integrate that. Integrate this function that I got from doing the first innermost integral. So now I have the middle integral. I'm going to integrate with respect to z now. We're going from 0 to pi. Let's see what I get. Okay, so it's starting to get more complicated. Holding y constant and integrating over z from 0 to pi, I get this thing. And now I have one more integral to do. So to speed things up on my calculator, I of course use copy-paste, so I don't have to type out these formulas manually. Okay, so integrate, and I paste the last answer that my calculator gave me, comma y, comma 0, comma pi, close parentheses. And what do we get? We get this. And I can hit modifier buttons until it gives me an approximate number. About 25.755.
So with rectangles, things are relatively nice. You can just integrate three times. And often you can even factor the integrals. I couldn't factor this integral, because it wasn't a mere polynomial. But, if I really wanted to factor, I would have had to use the angle addition formulas to basically turn this into a polynomial of trig functions that each only depend on one variable. Anyways.
Okay. We can do this.
Okay. But we'll be talking more about triple integrals next time. We'll look at some non-rectangular regions to integrate over.
So let's see. So homework 37.
You can factor it, so you can break it up into just three integrals that each are calculus one style. Here's one that you can't factor. It's still doable, though. You can make up more triple integrals if you want more practice, but that's all I'm asking you to do for this case. Obviously, I haven't graded the tests yet, but when I have them graded, I'll bring them.